Phoenix Audio presents The Ship Errant by Jody Lynn Nye. Read by Lillian Stanford. Preface. 2. Dr. Sennett Maxwell Corey, Inspector General, Central Worlds Administration. From Commander Levon Mueller Danes, Alien Outreach Department. A transmission has been received by this office from RNJ-599, known locally as Osran, requesting transportation of representatives of its government to its homeworld. I have before me your memo asking me to inform you if such an eventuality arose. While the CK-963 Brain Brawn Team is, to say the least, unorthodox in its methods, it is effective. Furthermore, they did discover the globe frogs, as they call the aliens, and they speak the local language, which none of our other personnel do. Though the CK-963 would not have been my personal choice to undertake this mission, I bow to pressures from above that dictate we should not antagonize the Osranians in any way, lest that jeopardize future cooperation. Furthermore, the Osranians have particularly requested that the same scout ship team convey them to their homeworld. Unfortunately, due to the discovery of the Rixi species a few months later, and the press of budget and time considerations since then, the Osran file was placed at the bottom of Alien Outreach's agenda. As a result, no secondary contact team had been dispatched to the colony world to make further contact with the amphibioid population as was originally planned. The Osranians prefer to deal only with humans who are familiar to them, and insist on Kariel and Kef. I gave orders that the team be pulled from its current assignment. It was a routine courier mission that did not specifically call for the talents of a brain ship, and has been reassigned.